Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Back up to his brother when the Ithaca Bulldogs won a state championship in 2016, but started a state title game as a freshman. Not many can say that. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. One ball and two strikes. And later, after winning a state championship as a player, one of the assistant coaches in 2023 with Ithaca when they won it. That exciting win over Pecatonica in the final in 2023. It was nice to have Aaron on the air with us that day afterwards, kind of getting that perspective of being a player and then getting a chance to be on a coaching staff that was victorious. 1-2 offering is a late swing and a miss, and there are two outs now. Good pitch, and back to the top of the order, and Jay Barsness. Barsness walked back in the first inning. Stands in from the left side with a couple of swings. Zach Sanders gets the lead. Garrett Jennings playing the bag. The pitch is upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Just a bit of a breeze tonight. I brought my bug repellent, but haven't had to use it yet. The pitch is called a strike. One ball and one strike. I brought some Brute aftershave, too. That's repellent for everybody else to stay away from me, so... Brute works good for mosquitoes. I haven't tried that. Always worked good when I was dating, that's for sure. Pitch is down low for a ball. Kept him away. 2-1. Sanders with a delayed lead. Now takes a couple of steps. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barsness deep in the batter's box. Moves up on the handles. Runner going. Pitches outside for a ball. There'll be no throw. Stolen base for Zach Sanders. And the Mustangs have a two-out runner at second base. Full count now. Aaron Hipps trying to get out of it again in the third inning. Steps up. And now here's the pitch. That went outside. He walked him. All four. So Jay Barsness takes a base. That's the second time he has walked tonight. Aaron Hipps has given up 2 walks, and they're both to that guy. Zach Sanders at second. Jay Barsness at first. Tyler Flamme, the batter. He laid down a sacrifice bunt last time. Mesa wound up stranding a base runner in the opening inning. Runners on, two aboard, two out. And the pitch, low. 1-0. Boland doing a good job of getting the backhand on that one. Hipsch to the belt again, the 1-0 offering. And here it is, bouncing ball, foul. This is side of the line. And it's a long, loud strike. 1-1. Hometown games last night, Reedsburg defeated Dodgeville 13-10. Arena in the running for a night league home game in the playoffs, 9-3 over Wisconsin Dells. Scholesburg Benton losing to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 5-3. 1-1 offering, that one stays in there for a strike. 1-2 to the hitter. Scott Dewar coaching at third, Dan O'Connell at first for the Mustangs as they try to get on the board first. 1-2 to Flemmy, and here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, little number back to the mound, picked up by Aaron Hipsch, and he throws him out for out number 3. That'll do it for the Mustangs. No runs and a base hit, no errors. 2 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. Still scoreless here in Cazenovia Town on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com. For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Casanova. Garrett Jennings leads it off in the third and takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. Brady McGlynn and Monty Jennings do for the Reds. Brabender from the windup. There's the pitch. Foul back. 1-1. Jacob Brabender does not waste a lot of time out there. So if you're the batter, you don't have time to scratch your nose, that's for sure. Get ready. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and a strike. Brabender winds, and here's the next pitch. This one hit toward right. Pretty well hit, but the right fielder, did he hit it? Oh, he almost ran over it, but got back and made an outstanding catch to retire Garrett Jennings. Jake Hansen overran it. He misjudged it, and all of a sudden reached back over his left shoulder and hauled it in. Made it a tougher catch than it needed to be, but that'll make the highlight reel. Brady McGlynn will be the batter. So Brady is in. Got his cheering section here tonight. There's the pitch. This one fouled off for a ball. Nothing in one. That one, some happy fan got a chance for that, or did it stick in the net? I think it stuck in the net. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Nothing in two. Our old buddy L.A. Durst over there. Lots of famous folks here tonight. There's a chopper toward second base picked up by Sanders, and he'll throw him out. Two away now as McGlynn grounds out. And the batter will be Monty Jennings. Monty playing center field tonight. Two up, two down in the Reds' half of the third inning. Time out for the plate to be swept. And then Monty will be in. Azomini adjusting its outfield a little bit. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Mazo, a longtime member of the Home Talent League. And you think about almost like a Highway 14 league with Gopher Arena on down the line, and Mazomini and Black Earth, and Cross Plains. Here's the pitch down low for a ball that's had a franchise over the years. One ball and one strike. Some of the Madison area teams. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Many of them have had to add some culture over the years when they came to Casanova. That's, I'm sure, their longest road trip. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly out in front of the plate. It'll be trouble picked up by the catcher. Flammy throws wide of first. And Monty Jennings will beat it out. So an infield hit for Monty. A little swing bunt right there. And this will bring up Avery McGlynn. Reds with a two-out base runner now in the third inning. So Monty Jennings at first base and set to go. There's the pitch to the batter, and it's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Runner leads a slightly at first base, and the pitch is a ball low. Two balls and no strikes. Derek Granger due next for the Reds. Bottom of the order, the pitch is down low. Count now at three balls and no strikes. Fans continuing to file in. Still plenty of time to get some refreshments here. Have a meet and greet with the mayor, Jeff Eden, right? That's a strike on the batter. Here comes the next pitch. Bouncing ball between third and short. Cut off by Drew Barsness. Double pumps and then throws him out for out number three. And that'll do it here in the third inning for the Reds. No runs and another hit. No errors. One left aboard. We go to the fourth. We're scheduled for seven tonight in Cazenovia. We are scoreless here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Hudson Barsness leading off the fourth takes a look at that is ball number two, and it's 2-0. He is a leadoff hitter, followed by Peyton Flammy and Deshaun Barsness for the Mustangs in the fourth inning. No score in this one. A good one in Cazenovia tonight. We've been here for some good games this year. Reds trying to win and stay in contention for a night leaguer. This one is down low for a ball, and the count goes to 3-0. Aaron also working quickly tonight. Back and ready, and there's the pitch. Ripped to left, and it is in there for a base hit. Picked up by Nathan Bauer, so a 3-0 base hit for Hudson Barsness. And he is aboard. That'll bring up Peyton Flammy. He lined out last time. Leadoff man on for Mazzamani for the second time tonight. Good to be with you from the Booger booth. And, boy, we've got lots of good stuff. They've made so many improvements here over the years at this park. Put a lot of money back into it. Nothing in one to the batter. One of the final games, I'm guessing youth, they've kind of wrapped up the youth season, haven't they, Jeff? Yeah. We're getting down to the end of the baseball season. Nothing in one. This one is inside, and it hit him. So a hit batter, and there are two aboard to start the fourth inning. And that'll bring up extra hitter Deshaun Barsness, the number five hitter in the order. So two aboard, and the Mustangs have got a little uprising going in the top of the fourth inning. So, yeah, they've dedicated a lot of things around here. I think, aren't you, you said something about dedicating something to me. Was that the men's room over there? Yeah, men's room, yeah. Pitch is going to be bounced down the line, and guess, or did he make contact? No, it's going to be a ball that rolls up the third base line. He did not make contact, and the base runners are able to advance on a wild pitch, and that'll get the manager for the Cavs Reds, Jason Greenwood, out of the dugout to have a word with his pitcher and his infield. So the Mustangs have got something going now here in the fourth inning, big time. Runners at second and third, and nobody out. There's a conference at the mound. I believe there's going to be a pitching change here in the fourth inning. We'll take timeout and be back. Scoreless, top of four. Mustangs have got something going with runners at second and third, and a pitching change here in Cazenovia. WRCO and WRCO.com.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special. Supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage. We provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to Cazenovia. Sammy Clary takes over for the Caz Reds. Aaron Hipsch, 3 1/3 tonight with 3 hits given up, strikes out 3 and walks 2. Aaron Hipsch now moves over to third base. And Sammy Clary will face Deshaun Barsness in the fourth inning. The Reds waste no time there again in a situation where they're trying everything they can to win this game. Clary is ready and set to work, and the pitch is going to be fouled first base side down the line, and that one is out of play. A ball and a strike. Barsness took the wild pitch from Aaron Hipsch, which was ball one. So I don't mean to laugh. I just saw a young man bringing a hot dog on a plate, and you knew he was juggling it. You knew the hot dog was going to roll out, and it did. Just hit the ground. So he delivered a bun to his dad there. That's all right. Yeah, 5-second rule. I think it was only about 4.5. 1-1 offering the pitch is taken for a strike. 1-2 on Barsness. Hudson Barsness at third. Peyton Flemmy at second. Clary ready. The pitch, bouncing ball left field and knocked down, but not able to make the play as Isaac Jennings, and a run will score. First run of the ball game, and it's 1-0. Mustangs, they'll score that a base hit for Barsness. Pretty sharply hit ball, and Hudson Barsness comes in to score. On the play, Patton Flammy goes to third. Deshaun Barsness at first, and Lathan Parman will be the batter. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Sammy Clary goes back to work, checks the runners. Ready to roll. And here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt and bunts it, or did he? He missed it. It's going to be back to the screen. Yeah, he made contact. It's a foul ball. Or is it? No, they're going to say the run scores. The pitch was high. I assumed the batter had made contact because the ball took off so much, but it's a wild pitch that scores Flammy, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Mustangs. Runner at second base now. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count, even. 1-1. So 2 runs across on a couple of hits. Reds have helped him out with a couple of wild pitches here today as well. Pickoff move to second. Oh, they got him. Nice play. Sammy Clary spins around, gives it to Micah Salisbury at second base, and they pick off Deshaun Barsness for out number one. A 1-4 pickoff there. That was beautifully done. So one away, nobody on. And Clary back to the mound. Time is called. Sammy trying to settle in now and focus on the batter. The pitch chopped toward second, picked up by the first baseman. Long stretch, Sammy Clary covering the bag from the pitcher's mound, takes the throw from Garrett Jennings, and there are two away. So a 3-2 put out, and that'll bring up Jacob Robender. He flew out to center field his first time up back in the second inning. Sunday will be on hand at Arena for Arena's Home Talent Western Section Home Talent Playoff Opener against Hollandale. We saw those two teams meet a few weeks ago, and it'll be a really good matchup. This one fouled back for a strike, nothing in one. Both teams have pitchers that pitch at the college level. Young man from Barneville High School originally, but on the Hollandale squad, and Ethan Wickman from the recently crowned Whitewater Champions, a member of the staff for Arena. They both see those guys on the mound at some point in the game on Sunday. Two strikes on Robender. Sammy Clary from the windup. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. That'll do it. So the Reds get out of it without any other damage. Mazzamani, though, scores a couple of runs on a couple of base hits. No errors and none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0. Mazzamani leading the hometown Cavs Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy Lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Garrett Granger fouls one back. The bottom of the fourth underway. Robender with the next pitch. This one is a curveball outside. 1-1. Garrett Granger, then the top of the order. Sammy Clary and Micah Salisbury. Mustangs leading 2-0. Bottom of four here tonight. This one is upstairs for a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Robender from the windup. There's the pitch. Popped up. This one over our heads and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Somebody will have to retrieve that for some sort of award here tonight. Her ball is called. Strike three, and Garrett Granger is gone. There is one away. That is strikeout number one tonight for Jacob Robender, who's been the pitcher for the Mustangs all night. Sammy Clary now the pitcher for the Reds, facing off against the Mustangs pitcher, and this one is taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. In Arena, they get pieces of candy for a retrieved foul ball. You go through a lot of it. Pitch is down in the dirt on a foul ball by Clary. Two strike. What do they give here for a retrieved ball? Quarter, okay. No, that's a good deal. Nothing in two. The pitch upstairs. If I could move a little faster. But I think those kids got me. I don't know. they give me till Sunday, I probably can go get it. Pitches down low for a ball, and the count evens. Two balls and two strikes. From the windup, there's the pitch. Sammy lifts it to center, dying quickly. The center fielder coming on, diving grab, getting it. Nice job. And then a little flip behind his back to the second baseman from Tyler Flamme. So a nice defense by the Mustangs, and there are two outs. Robbing a hit of Sammy, and now Micah Salisbury. Salisbury popped out in the first inning. Here's the pitch from Brabender. It's in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Reds playing over the weekend a couple of times, last Friday and last Sunday during the Casanova celebration. 1-0 pitch. This one ripped to center. The center fielder going over, and he's going to get another one. He's going to haul it in the left center field gap for out number three. Two putouts caught by Tyler Flamme, and the Reds go 1-2-3 in the fourth. Four complete in Kaz in the summer air tonight. 2-0. Mays and Maney leading the Kaz Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Drew Barsness leading off the fifth takes a look at a ball from Sammy Clary. Sammy with his next pitch. Curveball hit to center field, and the center fielder, Monty Jennings, drifts back, and he's got it. There is one out. That will bring up Tim Hewitt. Hewitt in the earlier appearance tonight struck out. He'll be in to bat, and then it's Zach Sanders. Larry ready. There's the deal. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. That'd be nice if more teams would play the Friday night games. I know it's probably maybe a little bit of a chore for some teams. You're playing two games on the weekend then, but Thursday nights, it gets kind of late when the game doesn't start until 7:30, especially if you got to get up and work, as most will. This one fouled off. Strike two now on Tim Hewitt. Larry looking for the target from Boland, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Two away. Sammy Clary feeling it with his second strikeout since coming out in relief. And that'll bring up Zach Sanders. Sanders with a single back in the third inning. Batting here in the fifth inning. 2-0 Mazo here on the radio on a Friday night. Larry from the windup. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Reds trying to take them 1-2-3 for the second time tonight. This one high. 1-1. Boland setting up. The 1-1 offering is going to be bounced slowly, a little number toward second. Micah Salisbury gloves, throws it to Garrett Jennings in time. And that'll do it. That's a quick inning for the Mustangs in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, None left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 2-0, Mazzamani leading Cazenovia. Under the lights in Cazenovia on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's more than living, it's living well. At Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship is combined with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Rigorous safety protocols are in place to protect all our residents from the dangers of the COVID-19 virus. Call RCAC manager Ellen Alvin at 647-8931 for more information.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Houston Boland will lead it off here in the fifth inning for the Reds, trying to get something going, down 2-0. And here's the pitch from Brabender, and it's swung on and missed. Nothing and one. Reds getting fooled by that roundhouse curve by Brabender. Doesn't throw awfully hard, but he's very deceptive. Here's the next one. Swung on and missed. Strike two. In between innings, we were checking things. So the lights went on at Wrigley Field in August of 1988, right? When did they go on here in Cavs then? June of 88. So Cavs got lights before Wrigley. Oh, 58, yeah, probably. Swing and a miss. Boland is gone. There is one away. Oh, they had lights before that. Here is Aaron Hipsch. Yeah, that's something to think about. Cavs got lights before Wrigley Field did. Now, I played softball here in the 80s. There were lights. Pitches down low. 87 for this version. Okay. One ball and no strikes. Back in the 50s, they probably just parked their cars and had the headlights out there. Yeah, Phil Thompson with a lighter. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Got lots of pull in Kaz. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. 2-1. Speaking of which, there's a big poll tomorrow night here in Cazenovia. They'll be making some noise about this time tomorrow night. 2-1 offering. This one off the handles. Foul ball out of play. Adam Hess had the commercial on earlier about the poll in Caz tomorrow. Jeff Even's going to pull the Caz bus, I think, tomorrow night. Swing and a miss, and Aaron Hipsch is gone. Two outs on strikeouts for Jacob Brabender. And Isaac Jennings is the batter. The new version of the Cazenovia shirt. They do a new one every year, but they gave me one to model here tonight. It's got the flag on one sleeve and the Caz bus on the other. That's pretty nice. Caz known for its baseball and its bus. One ball and no strikes to Isaac Jacob Brabender from the windup. The pitch ripped toward third, knocked down by Drew Barsness, recovers. Throws, dug out, not in time. At the other end, Isaac Jennings beats it out for an infield single, his second hit of the night. So one on with two away for Nathan Bauer. Bauer will check in. What year is the Cazenovia Reds bus, Jeff? 2001. Okay. They do have they're the only team in the Home Talent League to have their own bus. And they've rented it out before to other teams. Here's one chopped toward third. This one going to stay fair. Picked up by the pitcher. The throw, are they going to call it a foul ball? I believe they are. So if all for that, Nathan Bauer will have to get back to the plate with a bat. Off of his foot, it appears, and that'll bring it nothing in one. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay. Yeah, they had to get rid of the airplane here in Cass to get the bus. That would have wrecked the outfield, landing that in the outfield. I get it. Nothing in one. Isaac Jennings leading. Here's the pitch. This one flown to left field. The left fielder is running back. It's back, over the shoulder grab. He's got it. Jay Barsness hauls it in. I thought Nathan Bauer had burned him, but it wasn't to be. That'll do it for the Reds here in the inning. And I just remember, too, I've got a free pass on the Casanova bus. I'll have to cash that in here yet this year. That's going to do it for five innings, 2-0. Mazzamani leading the Cavs Reds here in the best of seven innings today. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Leading off here, first ball hitting, a fly ball to center field. Monty Jennings hauls it in from Jake Hansen, and there is one away. One up, one down in the Mustangs lineup. That'll bring up the top of the order, and Jay Barsness, 2-0. Mazzamani leading here in home talent Night League Baseball. Good crowd on hand tonight for the battle in the Night League action. Barsness, a left-handed batter, stepping in. Yeah, Robin Yount is here tonight. Did you see that, guys? Oh, no, it's L.A. Durst. I'm sorry. He has a Yount jersey on, though. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. That's the only baseball jersey that I own. I own a Yount. The actual playing jersey, not the actual one. It's a replica, but it looks like it. It's got the pinstripes. I wear it on special occasions like opening day. This one fouled off for a strike. One ball and one strike. Barsness back in. Sammy Clary looking in for Boland's target. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike two. Nice pitch. So Sammy came on in relief for Aaron Hipsch in the fourth inning, and he's been pitching pretty well here. From the windup, here's the 1-2. It's going to be bounced slowly to shortstop, picked up by Isaac Jennings. The throw in time over to Garrett. And there is one away. It looks like he might have dropped it over there at first base. The runner back to the bag, and I believe he did. So they're going to be safe at first base. One on with one away. And the batter, Tyler Flemmy. So the Reds failed to get the out, and Flemmy, the batter, he is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice tonight. One on, one away in the sixth inning. Sammy Clary with a pitch, and that is taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Cavs Reds bus going to the Brewer game on Sunday, it sounds like. They're leaving right after the game tonight, I think, to get there. Jeff's going to drive slow. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. 1-1. Yeah, they'll probably stop. I guess it'll probably stop at Bunker Hill first, right? Bunker Hill's right on the way, and then just keep going down the road. 1-1, here's the pitch. And it's down low for a ball. 2-1. Beautiful American flag lit out there in the outfield tonight. Put on a new one, a new flag for tonight's game. 2-1 offering is taken for a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield at double play depth here, hopeful in the sixth inning. Lamy Cox the bat. Larry with a 2-2. It's going to be ripped up the middle, and that is going to be in there for a base hit. It's snuck through. Stopping at second base is Jay Barsness. 2 aboard for Hudson Barsness now. He's 2-for-2. He singled and scored on a wild pitch last time. So Hudson makes his way. Runners leading at 1-2. Sammy Clary checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. That one is a bit high. 1 ball and 0 strikes. So a runner reaching on an error and then also getting a single before that. Sammy Clary had retired a total of 7 in a row. Here comes the 1-0 offering. That one is going to be fouled first base side and out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. Larry adjusting the cap. Standing back on the mound, looking for the target from Bolden. The 1-1 offering, here's the pitch, outside. Nice backhand by Houston, and it's 2-1. Reds crowd tonight, a nice night league crowd. Down the lines and in the shelter here tonight. This one is upstairs for a ball. 3-1. It's an event when you have a game in Cazenovia, regardless of when it is. There's a game going on back there. I'm not sure what they're playing. Kick the can, maybe. 3-1. Runners leading at 1-2. Larry checks the runner at second. And the pitch. Curveball is called a strike. Nice one. And the count is full now. Hudson Barsness, like trying to coax a walk now. And it's payoff time. Barsness at second, Flammy at first. And the 3-2 offering ripped towards second. Knocked down there by Salisbury. A second one, that's all they'll get. The runner takes a wide turn at third, a flip to third, slap the tag on there. And they didn't get him. The runner is back in time. But they did get the out at second base. Nice play by Salisbury, flipped it to Isaac Jennings. Didn't have time to get it to first, but almost got him over at third base. Hudson Barsness is on at first base on a fielder's choice. Tyler Flammy forced at second for out number 2. And Jay Barsness is at third base. So runners at the corners for the cleanup hitter, Peyton Flammy, who is lined out, and he reached after being hit by a pitch and scored on a wild pitch in the fourth. Here's one popped up, out of play, heads up, everybody. And right in between those that were playing behind us here. Ball couldn't have been thrown any better. Fortunately, it didn't hit anybody. Nothing in one. Runners at the corners. Clary back and ready. The pitch, curveball outside. 1-1. The Reds in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll send up the 7, 8, and 9 batters. Here comes the 1-1 from Sammy. It's going to be swung on and missed. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reds will have to rally here tonight, but trying to keep it just at 2. They're a strike and out away from doing that. The 1-2 offering is high. 2-2 to the batter. Time for a moment, and now Larry back and ready. The 2-2 offering. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. Big strikeout by Sammy Clary. And that will do it for the Mustangs in the six. After a mini uprising, no runs and a hit, there was a Reds error, and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Mazzamini leading it 2-0 over the Cavs Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning here in Cazenovia, 2-0. Mazzamini leading, and Colton Greenwood set to lead it off against Jacob Robender, who has gone the distance for the Mustangs tonight. Here's the pitch, and that's a curveball strike. Nothing and one. Greenwood, Jennings, and McGlynn do for the Reds. Here's the pitch, a little high. One ball and one strike to the batter. Robender deals. That one is called outside, and the count goes to 2-1. Getting down to some of the summer youth tournaments and all those things kind of winding to a close. Swing and a miss by Colton Greenwood, and the WIA has 1 week no contact week, and I believe that's next week before August, and then lots of practices begin the following weeks. Here's a high fly pop-up behind second base. Sanders drifting back into right center field, and he's got it. The second baseman pulls it in for out number one. That'll bring up Garrett Jennings. He flew out to right field his first time up. The Reds with three hits tonight. They've been shut out on three hits. Mazzamini has a total of five base hits. This one is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Reds trying to get something started here. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Robender adjusting the cap and ready to roll. Here's the pitch. That one stays high. Ball three. A walk would be a start right here for Cavs. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. 3-1 now to Garrett. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air, right center field. That's got potential, and that is going to be in there. Garrett digging. He's going for two. He's going for three. Garrett Jennings sliding in head first with a triple. There you go. The start for the Reds. Jennings standing at third base. Fourth hit of the day for the Cavs Reds, and that'll bring up Brady McGlynn. So now with one away and a runner at third, the Reds with a good potential to get the first run across. Brady McGlynn grounded out to second base last time. Even that, in this situation, would score the run. Robender with a pitch. It's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. No hit by Garrett Jennings. This outfield for Mazzamini has covered some ground tonight, but couldn't cover that one. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Two strikes on the batter. Runner leads at third. Here's the 0-2, swing and a little flare behind second. Going back to second baseman Sanders, he's grabbing it, and the runner tags but doesn't go. Shallow right field, but they had to hold Garrett Jennings. That probably would not have gone well had they sent him, and there are two away. For Monty Jennings, he had a base hit last time. Base hit here would score that run. Reds trailing 2-0 in the sixth of our scheduled seven innings tonight. Rob Ender set. Here's the pitch to Monty, and it's upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Monty even played at the Richland Center franchise for a year or two back in the day. Here's a high fly to left field. Left fielder is over, and he's got it. That'll do it. Boy, I thought when I left the ball, that one was left the bat, maybe that one was going to get in there. But not to be, as Jay Barsness covers the ground for out number three, and that will do it. For the Reds, a one-out triple for Garrett Jennings with nothing to show. No runs and a hit, no errors. One left on. We go to the seventh, 2-0, Mays and Maney over Casanova from WRCO Sports.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Sean Barsness is going to foul a couple off now as he tries to bunt. This one back to the screen. So two strikes on the leadoff hitter in the seventh for Mazzamani. He'll be followed by Lathan Parman and Jacob Brabender. 2-0. Mazzamani leading the Cavs Reds. Top of the seventh. Sammy Clary with a pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes. Home talent standings in the night league with Reedsburg at 6-1, leading the league. Then Arena at 5-3, and Mazzamani at 5-3. This one is a ball two. The Reds at 3-3, coming into the night league's final 2 weeks of the regular season, as with a game at Sauk coming up next week. Here's the pitch, foul back, good cut by Deshaun, and they'll come back and try it again. Sammy Clary, who came on in relief in the fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch. That one popped up. This should be playable. Who's got it? The shortstop. Isaac Jennings makes the call and the haul for out number one. So the batter will be Lathan Parman. He has struck out and grounded out. For the Reds, they'll have the last two batters and the top of the order do in the bottom of the seventh, hoping to rally from two down. Parman, the batter, sharply now chopped to short, picked up by Isaac. Bullseye across the diamond to Garrett, and there are two away. Two up, two down for Jacob Brabender. Jacob flew out to center, back in the second, and struck out in the fourth inning. Two away in the top of the seventh inning. Sammy Clary ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off the tip of the bat for strike one. Nothing in one. Nick Stittleberg retrieving the ball. Getting a little exercise tonight. Good job. One of the playing managers. They do it all. Here's the pitch. This one, foul tipped, strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. Larry with pitch number 40 on that one. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One and two. Couple of swings and Rob Ender back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Three away. Sammy Clary has pitched well in relief. That is strikeout number three to his resume tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Reds have to get something done or they'll fall here tonight. Mazzamani three outs away from a win. The bottom of the seventh is coming up next. 2-0. Mazzamani leads Kaz on WRCO Radio Sports.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
First leading off here, and it's Avery McGlynn. He'll pop it up on the infield, and Hudson Barsness hauls it in for out number one. So one up, one down in the Reds' seventh inning. That'll bring up Garrett Granger. Mustangs leading 2-0 from the windup. There's the pitch. Garrett takes down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. The next pitch, high. Two balls and no strikes. Jacob Robender has gone the distance so far tonight. 2-0 offering is high ball three. So he has missed three straight times. Top of the order, Sammy Clary due next for the Reds. 3-0 is low. He walked him. So the Reds have a base runner now in the seventh inning and the tying run aboard. Looking at the walk situation, that is the first walk given up by the Mazzamani pitcher. Sammy Clary tonight has grounded out and flown out. Chance to help the Reds cause right here. Rob Ender to the belt and the pitch. That one is outside, or is it? Nope, called a strike. Nothing in one. Caught the outside corner, evidently. Rob Ender ready. The 0-1 offering. That curved in there for strike two. Nothing in two. Robender tough with that curve on the outside. Nothing in two. Granger leads at first. He's got great speed. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Flammy for out number two. That's a big out for the Mustangs. Sammy Clary is gone. Third strikeout for Jacob Robender. And here is Micah Salisbury, the Reds down to their last chance. Garrett Granger leads. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Houston Boland do next. The Reds trying to keep it going here. Down to their last AB unless something happens. Here's the pitch. That's going to be upstairs. Two balls and no strikes to Micah. Robender's set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Bottom of the seventh. Reds trying to go for the gusto here. 2-1. Robender with the pitch. Curveball. Strike two called. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. And out, a strike away for Brabender and the Mustangs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they got him, and that'll do it here. Today, the Casanova Reds go down in the seventh inning, swinging, and the Mustangs hang on for the victory. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Tonight's final in seven innings, the visiting Mesa Maney Mustangs get the victory against the hosting Casanova Reds. The Hometown of Baseball postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's more than living, it's living well. At Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship is combined with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Rigorous safety protocols are in place to protect all our residents from the dangers of the COVID-19 virus. Call RCAC manager Ellen Alvin at 647-